At the Detroit Jazz Festival, we've got some NPR Public Radio WEMU Detroit Jazz Community support. Chris, you there?
I am. Good to hear your voice, Linda.
Oh, good. And you know what, WEMU listeners? This is all improvised. Don't we love doing that, Chris?
We love it. 5/4 time, 3 flats. Let's go.
Let's go. Key of D flat? So the reason that I've placed this live phone call to Chris Collins is that he is participating or heading up an initiative with the Detroit Jazz Festival that throws young musicians into the fray, improvising live in the moment. So let's talk about this. How cool is this?
Yeah, you know, Linda, as you know, being in public radio for so long and being an important member of the arts community, mentoring, education, those words mean a lot because so much of the language of jazz and art in general is not passed through notation. It's not in the books. It's not in a classroom. It's taught on-site by one generation, passing wisdom and vocabulary and repertoire to the next, and that next generation infusing the earlier generation with energy and new attitudes and new ideas, and that culmination of that synergy between the two creates something very special that allows all these art forms to grow and evolve and become something really cool. So here at the Detroit Jazz Festival Foundation, those words are in our mission, education, and it means education from the youngest individual to those who are stalwart supporters of jazz for decades, not only on stage, but the wonderful audiences off stage. How can we educate, nurture, mentor, introduce everyone to the beauty of this art form? So when we talk about the artists, I'm really excited because this week, right now, we have one of a culminating moment of one of our competitions. This year, our instrumental competition is the J.C. Heard National Drum Competition, and it was for drummers up to 35 years old could submit 3 tracks in an application online over the past year, and those applications blind went to several professional drummers in the Detroit area. They listened and they made comments and rated the different folks, and we ended up with 3 semifinalists. This year, the 3 semifinalists from New York are Nolan Bird, and from New Jersey, Zach Adelman. And from Texas, by way, or from originally from Wisconsin, actually by way of Texas, John Storino, and we flew those 3 cats in. This was for people up to 35 years old. So this competition is about seeking those young artists. Maybe they're not in the pipeline nationally yet, but they deserve to be heard. They are playing here in Detroit. They played last night at the Dirty Dog with Tad Wee's trio. They each did a set of their own that they constructed. Beautiful, beautiful, and that you know that wonderful, intimate setting of the Dirty Dog. And
yep.
It's worth mentioning the wonderful Miss Fillet sat there the whole night and checked out these cats. It was a nice little bonus for everybody. and then tonight, they'll be starting at 9 p.m., they'll be over at Cliff Bell's in more of a jam session setting. Just free, no discussion, just jam repertoire being passed amongst the cats. Jeff Pedros trio taking the lead on that. And in the end, one of those individuals will be identified as the winner and get a total of $2,000 cash and be brought back to play on Saturday at the Carhartt Amphitheater stage at the 2017 Detroit Jazz Festival.
Wow. We're speaking with Chris Collins, the executive and artistic director of the Detroit Jazz Festival and a member of the Detroit Jazz Festival Foundation. And it's really interesting because I just attended the big party in honor of George Davidson at Cliff Bell's. And if you remember reading Charles Latimer's book, Charles Latimer talks about something that we call the Detroit way. It is above and beyond the classroom. It is a love that goes from person to person. And you should have, Chris, the love for drummer George Davidson was strong there, and it was just great to see all sorts of up-and-coming musicians join the veterans, including Tad Weed, to jam together in George's honor and create new jazz community. And I'm so proud that the Detroit Jazz Festival is part of this.
Yeah, we are, you know, George, what an amazing, amazing light in the jazz world. He brings so much, his legacy and everything he's done, and the amazing memories and stories of every generation of musician that's come up here in Detroit that had a chance to work with George and be close to him. He's brought so much to all of us. And, you know, in that tradition, it's those guys that taught my generation the importance of jamming and talking and communicating on and off the bandstand about all the pieces of this music and legacy, which, you know, the stories are an important part of that. And so we continue that at the festival as well, not only having Monday jam sessions at the Dirty Dog throughout the year, but we also, as you know, have very special jam sessions Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Jazz Festival, September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. They start about 11 p.m. The house bands are an amazing group of the artists that have been playing on the main stages, along with our wonderful Detroit Living Legacy artists. In fact, Friday, after you hear Wayne Shorter and Miles Mosley and our youth with Mr. Powell from New Orleans doing traditional music, and then Herbie Hancock with his wonderful band, going to the hotel. 11 o'clock starts this jam session. We have all kinds of cats that were close or mentored or played with touched by our legacy artist this year, who is the great George Sax Benson.
Yeah.
And so a lot of that music has been George's original music, which a lot of people haven't heard some of his amazing compositions. And so there's a wonderful band led by Glenn Tucker. It's called Dreamers, the George Sax Benson Songbook, and he's done a beautiful job of arranging for multiple saxophones, a wonderful rhythm section, and we're going to have guests, including Ricky Margitza, who is representing George Sax Benson throughout the festival, one of his earliest students, and we're going to open it up for jamming. And the next night, it's Donnie McCaslin is the house band, followed by Theo Croker as the house band. And the on Sunday night, we have the great Mac Avenue Records All-Star Jam Session with Sean Jones Quartet as the house band, and then a collection of New York Cats from 12:15 on Sunday night. And this allows all the young cats and professionals in the community to interact with folks from around the world and for our audiences to get a chance to hear this beating heart of jazz at the jam session, because that is where the sparks fly, the moments happen, and cats are sharing the vocabulary, speaking of the vocabulary, and passing on. And the beauty of it is the audience is doing the same thing, because, as you know, you have those people that have loved jazz for 50, 60 years, hanging out at clubs and supporting this music for decades. And then you have neophytes who come in and they're kind of digging jazz and they want to see what else is happening. And the jam session venue this year is capacity of over 1,000 people.
Cool.
We can pack them in and everybody gets to hang with each other, including the artists, and have a beautiful time.
Chris Collins, again, Detroit Jazz Festival director, chatting with me here on 89.1 WEMU. So we talked about the drum competition, which is coming to a culmination at Cliff Bell's tonight. But you have another young people initiative, and that has to do with vocalists. So let's talk about that one.
Oh, boy, you hit one of the issues in my heart. I have to tell you, one of the first weeks I took over as artistic director back in 2011, I sat down with my good friend at Detroit Public Schools, the director of fine arts, Willie McAllister, amongst other people, and I said, you know, what is it the Jazz Festival can do? Where can we be proactive and reach into the community? And he said the most brilliant thing. He said, you know, Chris, despite all the challenges we face, the thing that continues to be the soul of the Detroit scene is the church. the church continues to be the center of so many families and the instigator of so many beautiful ideas. And within the church, you have, in Detroit, as you know, a strong gospel contingent. So you still have a lot of young people coming up with their parents and their grandparents, singing in these choirs, developing the kind of pipes and the kind of understanding of musical knowledge and flexing their abilities that the gospel environment provides. And mm-hmm. in Detroit, the gospel environment's pretty hip stuff. So you take that, and then you've got young ladies, young men, 15, 16, 17 years old in the high schools, talking about Etta James and Johnny Hartman and Sarah Vaughan. This is an important part of the Detroit legacy. And he said, if you can do something that we can support these young vocalists that really are jazz vocalists, that they're part of the Detroit tradition, and the schools are populated with them. So we started the Youth Jazz Vocal Competition way back then, and now we have, I think it's a 7 or 8 finalists that have been selected primarily from the Detroit region, and they're going to be singing at the Dirty Dog on Thursday of next week with the Detroit Jazz Fest All-Stars. And they each do a couple of tunes that they rehearse and they present. And there's judges in the audience, including Ursula Walker and Janine Corse Miller, and myself. And we select some runners up to get some cash prizes and a winner that not only gets some bread, but they also get coaching with Ursula Walker and Buddy Butson on a big band chart that they rehearse well, and they'll be performing, the winner will be performing on Monday at the Carhartt Amphitheater stage right before the Wayne State performance with Rick Margitza and Rick's music. So they'll be performing at the Wayne State Big Band and presenting this chart they've been working on, and as you've seen before, the winners of this competition are amazing young vocalists, and many have gone on to professional careers. So it's something we're really proud of, because it really speaks of our community and what's happening here.
You know, I remember not only the voice, the vocal, production, the passion, the intelligence, but my gosh, the presence of these young singers. Their poise was just amazing. I'm watching this, I'm thinking, could I have done that when I was 17? I don't even think I can do that at 66.
We can learn a lot from each other, can't we?
We can. It's just amazing. And how does it feel, you know, Chris Collins, how does it feel for you as one of the behind-the-scenes people? How does this gratify your soul?
Well, you know, I don't know if all listeners do, I'm a musician. I mean, that's what I am. Everything I do emanates from that. So when the board of directors first put me as artistic director, and then in the end of 2015 put me in as president of the Detroit Jazz Fest Foundation, it represented a very strong commitment by the board and all the supporters of the festival that an artist and the sense of artistry and the comfort and value of artists are going to lead this festival into the future. It's a very powerful statement to make, and I take it very seriously in my role, that level of support and responsibility. And I do everything I can to reach out into the community proactively, to open the doors through open submission processes everyone has an opportunity to be heard. The jam sessions kind of top that off. And these youth programs that also include some of our high school showcases and the Detroit Public Schools Community District Showcase, plus the J.C. Heard, you know, all-star band that came out of the J.C. Heard Jazz Week at Wayne program, and all the wonderful youth programs that the public sometimes isn't even aware of, not only what we do year-round, but also at the festival. In the mornings, there are workshops with our artists and youth. There are behind-the-scenes tours where we introduce youth to all the amazing careers in the nonprofit arts industry and the performance area beyond being an artist. So this is gratifying in that I feel, I've been given the gift of an opportunity and the responsibility to shape opportunities for young people. And as an educator, I have learned that it is not about teaching. It is about creating environments, creating opportunity for for students to learn. And if you do that and remove the barriers to participation, questions of inclusion, diversity, outreach, they all go away. You provide the opportunity, you eliminate the barriers, you do what you need to do to let everybody participate, and your soul will be gratified. You will really feel like you're doing something special. And it's now something I live by. I've learned a lot from the experience.
Wow. So let's once again remind WEMU listeners where they need to be to hear some of this young talent in the upcoming next few days. And I'll let you go because I know you've got bunches of things to do.
A few things in the air. But yeah, they can come tonight to Cliff Bell's, 9 p.m. and hear our the drummers for the J.C. Herr National Drum Competition, the finalists. There's three of them. Next week, actually, Wednesday through Saturday, the Dirty Dog, we feature the Detroit Jazz Fest All-Stars, this version with Vince Chandler and myself and Marion Hayden, Sean Dobbins, and Cliff Monier. But on Thursday of that week, we have the Youth Vocal Competition, the finalists, about seven or eight of them competing for that final spot. And then, of course, September 1 through 4, down at Campus Martius all the way through Hart Plaza, four stages, 4 days, the Detroit Jazz Festival, largest free jazz festival in the world. And as you know, this year, you go to live.detroitjazzfest.org, and you can register for this amazing free app, and then for a small fee, I think it's $10. Dig this, Linda. All four stages, all 4 days, you can stream live to your mobile device, and we've got a professional, amazing crew of cameramen and sound folks, so it's super high quality. Send this to your friends out of the state. Let them experience the Detroit Jazz Festival firsthand through the app, and maybe they'll begin to understand us, our families, and the Detroit culture a little bit more.
Okay. Chris Collins, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you, Linda, for all you do and all you have done. It is, you are an amazing contributor to the world. I was going to say the arts world, but it's the world, hon. And I can't tell you how much I've appreciated knowing you and knowing you as a friend.
Okay. Well, you and I are going to talk later this month. We'll do a whole long preview, a lot of Wayne Shorter and the like. And then I will see you again first part of September for sure. But maybe I'll be hanging out in a club or three.
I'll look for you. Can't wait.
Okay. And here is some of the up-and-coming Detroit jazz musicians. Here, back to music on 89.1 WEMU, the KDJ Trio.